the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped at CMPL Summer 2015 Newsletter. Reading is for everyone. Vision Network Group to meet in summer. For the past few years, the Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, MLBPH, has hosted networking meetings for patrons who are blind or who have low vision. The group meets the first and third Tuesdays in June, July, and August from 10 a.m. until noon. Speakers on issues of interest are featured, along with open discussion among members in a friendly and informal atmosphere. The group is always accepting new members, so please consider joining us. If you would like to learn more about the group, please call the library at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 1-855-203-5274. The Clinton Macomb Public Library hours are Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, 1 to 6 p.m., only open on Sunday, September through May. Our website URL is www.cmpl.org/MLBPH. Escape the ordinary. Sign up for the summer reading program. Looking for adventure this summer? Sign up for the summer reading program. Read or listen to one adventure-themed book of your choice, and you will be entered in a drawing for two $50 Visa gift cards. This card can be used to buy anything you like at any store or vendor that takes Visa charge cards. All ages are eligible to participate. The program starts on Monday, June 15th, and runs through Friday, August 21st. When you have completed your book, give us a call with the title, and we will enter your name in the drawing. Two lucky winners will be drawn on Monday, August 24th, and will be notified by phone. Good luck! By the way, congratulations to Zena and Olga, who won our 2015 Winter Reading Contest. If you do not have an adventure-themed book in mind for the summer reading program, we have some suggestions below. Suggestions for adventure-themed books. Adult-level reading. The Heist by Daniel Silva. Adventure Action Suspense, DB 79742. Ghost Ship, a novel from the Numa Files by Clive Cussler. Adventure C. Some Violence, DB 79316. Command Authority by Tom Clancy. Adventure Action, DB 77849. The Quest by Nelson DeMille. Adventure Action, Violence, DB 77455. Rescue of the Bounty, Disaster and Survival in Superstorm Sandy by Mike Togay. Adventure Nonfiction, DB 79084. Facing the Wave, A Journey in the Wake of the Tsunami by Gretel Ehrlich. Adventure Nonfiction, DB 76416. Jungle Land, A Mysterious Lost City, A World War II Spy, and A True Story of Deadly Adventure by Christopher Stewart. Adventure Nonfiction, DB 76405. A Pearl in the Storm, How I Found My Heart in the Middle of the Ocean by Tori McClure. Adventure Nonfiction. DB 70111. Youth Level Reading. Fairest of All, Whatever After by Sarah Mlynowski. Adventure Juvenile for grades 3 through 6. DB 79339. How to Train Your Dragon by Cressida Cowell. Adventure Juvenile for grades 3 through 6. DB 72291. Shipwreck Island Book 1 by Gordon Corman. Adventure Juvenile for grades 5 through 8. DB 78614. The Lego Movie Junior Novel by Kate Howard. Adventure Juvenile for grades 3 through 6. DB 78448. The Borrowers by Mary Norton. Adventure Juvenile for grades 4 through 6. DB 7809. A Perfect Time for Pandas. Magic Treehouse by Mary P. Osborne. Adventure Juvenile for grades 2 through 4. DB 77354. The Clan of the Scorpion, Ninja Meerkats by Gareth Jones. Adventure Juvenile for grades 2 through 4. DB 76120. Little Brother by Cory Doctorow. Adventure Young Adult. DB 67004. Star Wars The Approaching Storm by Alan Foster. Science Fiction Young Adult. DB 53974. Prom by Laurie H. Anderson. Adventure School Stories Young Adult. DB 60085. Video Magnifiers to Borrow at Library. Through a generous memorial donation on behalf of Mrs. Lily C. and a gift donation from Anna Chang, the MLBPH at CMPL now has 3 video magnifiers that can be borrowed: the Ruby, the Smartlux, and the Sapphire. A video magnifier is like a handheld magnifying glass. However, it is able to enlarge words on a page to various degrees, as well as provide color contrast if needed. It also can freeze the image so you can bring the magnifier closer to you for a better look at the item you are enlarging. If you are interested in borrowing one of these items, you will need to have an active public library card from your home library, and the card must be in good standing. Your home library is the library in the town in which you live. For example, patrons living in Clinton or Macomb Township would need to bring their Clinton-Macomb Public Library card, or patrons living in Sterling Heights would need to bring their Sterling Heights library card, etc. These devices check out for 3 weeks and need to be returned directly to the library on or before the due date. Please note, these items do carry fines if they become overdue. We do not sell these items, but loan them as a courtesy so that you can trial them out before committing to a purchase. If you would like more details about these magnifiers, please give us a call at 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 1-855-203-5274. Assistive technology demonstration. For those interested in having a one-on-one demonstration of various devices that assist people with vision issues, Sharon Latatsky will be available to meet with you to show you how these products work so you can determine what might be right for you. This is strictly for demonstration purposes. No items are for sale at the library. Devices include items such as magnifiers, lamps, talking pen friend, and more. Sharon will be here on Tuesday, June 23rd. An appointment is necessary, so please call the library to register at 586-286-1580 or toll free at 1-855-203-5274. From the staff of Choice Magazine Listening. Choice Magazine Listening, CML, is a free audio magazine for adults with impaired vision or other disability. 4 times a year, listeners receive 12 hours of great writing chosen from over 100 of the finest magazines by CML's team of editors. Issues feature stories, poems, and articles from publications such as National Geographic, The New Yorker, Time, Vanity Fair, Harper's, Smithsonian, Sports Illustrated, Scientific American, and The Atlantic. All CML's selections are wonderfully read by some of America's top audiobook narrators. Listeners love the mix of interesting, entertaining, and amusing pieces they receive as a download or on a digital cartridge, easily returnable in the postage free mailer it arrived in. This quarterly service is completely free of charge. If you or someone you know would enjoy this free service, please call 1-888-724-6423 to find out more. Between 9 and 4 Eastern Time, your call will be answered by a friendly person happy to help, not a machine. Further information is available on CML's website at www.choicemagazinelistening.org. Braille Bible available to a good home. The MLBPH has a Braille copy of the New King James Version of the Bible, published by Braille Bibles International. We have the Old Testament included in 15 volumes and the New Testament included in 5 volumes. Please call the library if you would be interested in taking this Bible. Our phone number is 586-286-1580 or toll free at 1-855-203-5274. Please note that the Bible set will need to be picked up from the library as we cannot mail nor deliver it. Descriptive DVDs. Why not try something new this summer and check out our descriptive DVDs? Descriptive DVDs are feature films that are audio described, so when the actors are not speaking, a narrator describes the scene. For those with limited vision, or for those who are blind, this offers a way to enjoy a movie and know what is happening in each scene. The movies we offer are fairly current releases and run the gamut from adventure to romance to sci-fi and even include animated films. Call us for more information, 586-286-1580, or toll free at 1-855-203-5274.
Currency Readers. First featured in the Winter 2015 newsletter, we are reprinting an article on the free electronic currency readers that are available to patrons who originally registered as a blind or visually impaired reader. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped has partnered with the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, BEP, in support of its U.S. Currency Reader Program, which will provide currency reader devices free of charge to eligible individuals who are blind or visually impaired. The program is part of the U.S. government's Meaningful Access Initiative to assist individuals who experience difficulties identifying U.S. currency. The currency reader, called the iBill Talking Bank Note Identifier, is a compact device that announces a note's value in one of three ways: voice, pattern of tones, or pattern of vibrations. Just insert a currency bill into the device and press the button on the side to have the denomination identified. The currency reader does not identify foreign or counterfeit banknotes. The size of a key fob, it can be carried in a pocket or purse, clipped to a belt, or attached to a keychain or lanyard. It operates on a single AAA battery, which typically lasts for more than a year. The initial battery is included. To order, patrons may call the MLBPH at 586-286-1580 or toll-free at 1-855-203-5274. A currency reader will be mailed free matter to the patron's on-file address as the devices become available. Macomb Blind Bowling League. The Macomb Blind Bowling League offers fun and friendship for visually impaired, blind, and sighted bowlers. The group meets on Wednesdays from 11:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. at Fraser Lanes. The cost is $10 per week. Besides bowling, there are 50-50 raffles, mystery jackpots, and an end-of-season banquet. The league is sponsored by 8 different Lions clubs. Sighted persons are also invited to join in the fun of bowling and to help with scorekeeping and pin placement. To join and to get information on transportation to Fraser Lanes, please call Nathan at 586-296-2675. Reader Recommendations. Lawrence Robbins recommends 80 Days, Nellie Bly and Elizabeth Bislin's History-Making Race Around the World by Matthew Goodman. Chronicles the historic 1889 Around the World journeys of New York World reporter Nellie Bly and her rival Elizabeth Bislin at the Cosmopolitan magazine as the women attempted to break the record of Jules Verne's fictional hero Phileas Fogg in the novel Around the World in 80 Days. Lawrence says this book was very interesting and had great descriptions of various places around the world. 80 Days by Matthew Goodman, DB 77521. Russell Allgaier recommends And Then I Found You by Patty C. Henry. 13 years ago, childhood friends Kate and Jack gave their newborn up for adoption. Now, at age 35, Kate is on the verge of marrying someone else, but needs to see Jack one more time. Then their daughter unexpectedly contacts them. Some strong language. Russ says this is one of those books that isn't in Braille because some of the pages would be damaged by the reader's tears. If you don't want to cry, don't read this book. And Then I Found You by Patty C. Henry, DB 76537. For our Braille patrons, Braille reader Susan Perry recommends My Dearest Friend, Letters of Abigail and John Adams by Margaret A. Hogan. This title is only available in Braille. Susan mentions that this book contains a lot about American history and is very interesting. My Dearest Friend, BR 17713. William Kaleo enjoyed the book Family Pictures by Jane Green. Sylvie and Maggie live on opposite coasts, and both have husbands who travel constantly for work and children nearing college age. When Sylvie's daughter meets Maggie's in New York City, the lives of both families implode. The two families struggle to recover with surprising consequences. Some strong language. William says this is a good, interesting story that keeps you on the edge of your seat. Family Pictures, DB76673. Rita Taylor recommends John Adams by David G. McCullough. Award-winning author chronicles the life and times of America's second president, New Englander John Adams. Examines his pivotal role as revolutionary, diplomat, and politician, as well as his friendship and rivalry with Thomas Jefferson. Primary sources detail his relationship with his wife Abigail, four children, and notable contemporaries. Rita says that although the book is long, anyone who loves history and is interested in our country and politics will enjoy this book. Rita mentions that if you didn't know how it ends, you couldn't listen to this book because it is so intense. John Adams by David G. McCullough, DB52275. A word about Braille from the National Library Service. Braille and Talking Book Program embraces new Braille code. Unified English Braille makes print-to-Braille translation easier. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, or NLS, part of the Library of Congress, next year will implement the Unified English Braille, or UEB, code on January 4, 2016, the 207th birthday of Louis Braille. This is the first extensive change to the English Braille code, a major literacy tool since the 1930s, said NLS Director Karen Kenninger. The new code will be especially beneficial to students and other users of technology. It resolves persistent translation errors that occur when, for example, a student's work is translated to print for a teacher to read, or when print material is translated to Braille. Those who use computers, smartphones, e-books, and texting features will find it very useful. The code, which has been adopted by seven other English-speaking countries, brings the Braille code into the computer age. UEB is not much different from the English Braille American edition that we've been using, Kenninger said. UEB uses the same six-dot cell pattern as the present code, but drops some contractions, uses different spacing rules, and allows for transliterating a wider array of symbols. Beginning January 4, 2016, all books added to the Braille collection will be produced in UEB. Current patrons should make the transition easily as the new code builds on the old system, said Kenninger. Existing Braille books will remain in the collection and be available. The UEB books are not expected to be available from the collection for at least 6 months. Patrons will not need to change their equipment. For more information, visit www.loc.gov/NLS or call 1-888-657-7323. The Wall That Heals, May 21st through 25th, on the Clinton Township Civic Center grounds. The Wall That Heals, an exhibition featuring a 250-foot replica of the original Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., will visit Clinton Township May 21st through 25th. The exhibition travels around the country and is an opportunity for millions of people to honor United States service members. The Wall That Heals will be on display on the grounds between the Clinton Township Civic Center and the main library. The exhibition will be open 24 hours a day and include an opening and closing ceremony, as well as the reading of names. Clinton Macomb Public Library News. It's brick paver time. Do you have someone celebrating a special birthday, retirement, or anniversary? Why not give them a gift that will last? The main library offers brick pavers for $100 with three lines of personalization. Each summer we host a brick paver dedication ceremony for purchasers and recipients on the patio. Brick paver order forms are available online and at all locations. Pavers must be purchased by June 1st to be included in this year's dedication ceremony. Hours and closings. All locations will be closed Saturday, May 23rd through Monday, May 25th for Memorial Day weekend. The last day for Sunday hours at the main library will be May 17th. We will reopen on Sundays after Labor Day. All locations will be closed on Saturday, July 4th for Independence Day. All locations will be closed Saturday, September 5th through Monday, September 7th for Labor Day weekend. Contact MLBPH. Phone 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. Macomb Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a public service of the Macomb County Board of Commissioners. This concludes the Summer 2015 Reading is for Everyone, MLBPH at CMPL newsletter. Please remember to return your digital cartridge to the library so that it may be reused.